The Veteran in a New Field, Winslow Homer, 1865, Oil on Canvas. Already he has worked like this for hours, moving his scythe beneath the gold horizon. There's stillness here. There is the swirl of wheat, both what's been cut and what remains standing, and the blade not so different from a bayonet, a useful edge that's made of steel. Although it's best to forget everything, except the green and yellow glimmering brushstrokes of orange deeper in the field. What little speckling of red there is at the root. Mostly there's sky, a shade of blue that might be called his daughter's eyes, or the blue of a broken shell he once found tumbled from a nest. There's the sweat that leaves a shadow on his shirt, and his uniform coat thrown far to the corner of the frame and the shape of his old canteen. Later, he will lift the dark metal to his mouth and drink until he barely tastes the dust. He'll keep his eyes directed at the dirt behind him, the labors of the day laid flat, and the grain giving way before him, falling no heavier than light against the ground.